welcome into another episode of Hockey Royalty. Today we have a very special guest, David Hrenek. How you doing, my man?
Good. Thank you. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man. I heard you just got off the ice. How did practice go today?
Yeah, well, it was good practice, you know, after a day off, get things going again. I'm excited to be, you know, part of this group, especially when we are in playoff right now. So that's a new experience, and I'm really excited, you know, to be with the guys and experience this whole thing with them. It's my first pro playoff, so yeah, I am really excited.
You're just a playoff machine going straight from the college playoffs, playoff race to yeah. The NHL.
Well, I kind of missed the college playoffs this year, which, you know, because of the flu or sickness that I had. So I'm excited to experience actually playoff and be healthy. So that's exciting.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's go straight into that. As far as, you know, Sutter said that, you know, this is a really close locker room. And so you're just kind of getting thrown into the mix here late in the season. How's the locker room been? How have the boys accepted you? And, you know, are you excited to play a part in this run for the Calder Cup?
Well, that's actually the one thing that I recognize right away is how, like, this group is, like, close to each other. Because, you know, I came here, obviously, I knew some guys from, like, previous development camps, but I didn't know a lot of them. So they made me, like, everyone made me feel, like, so comfortable right away. And I think that they just, like, made the transition, like, so easy. And they are really good group of guys, which, you know, which is awesome. And it's just fun. It is just so much fun to coming to the ring every morning here. And, you know, you have some, this is like, you know, first time for me when you have like older guys too. So, yeah, it's awesome to like have like leaders like that in locker room and learn from them every day. So it's been awesome. I'm enjoying it every day. So I'm happy for that.
You seem like it. I mean, you got thrown into the fire right away, get a shutout in your first career start. That had to be big for your confidence coming right away to help the boys out and get a W.
Oh, for sure. That it has been, you know, it's going to stay with me for the rest of my life. I think, you know, like having the first game like that. But as I said, like the guys played so good in front of me. It was, you know, crazy. They made my job so easy. Like when they would play like that, it could be anyone in the net, I feel like, and it will be easy.
Yeah.
For so goalie, so experience and coaches and all that stuff, you know, it's been great.
Awesome. Awesome. So obviously going from Minnesota down to LA, the weather's got to be a little bit better for you out there. How you been enjoying LA so far? And have you found an apartment or are you bunking with some guys or what's going on?
I am. I do live with Andre. So we have kind of like a mini apartment. Mm-hmm. So the weather has been probably the best part. I like St. Cloud. I like Minnesota, but the best time, you know, when it's like best weather in Minnesota, I always been home. I never like stayed for the summer in Minnesota, mm-hmm. which I heard is really, really cool too. So I just stayed for like the worst weather there, which is so cold. And oh, this is so much better. It's a huge difference. And I'm enjoying it so much. So it's awesome.
Are you looking forward to like joining some beach stuff, like learning how to surf or any of that kind of thing?
That's interesting. I never thought about it, like learn to surf, but maybe now when you told me, I might. Who knows?
Yeah, I know.
The Alex, beaches are really cool.
Yeah, Alex, how I follow, is a big surfer, so maybe you can get one of the guys to maybe have him hook you up with a board or something.
It would be cool to try. Yeah. Are there sharks here around or no?
Yeah, there's sharks there. Yeah, but they're very, very, very little chance that for human attacks really? There, man. Yeah, it's uh-huh. They're afraid of you more than you are of them.
So. Nah, okay, so that's good to hear.
Yeah. The only time that they come up is if they misinterpret you as a seal, but most people on surfboards don't get that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Like the beaches are nice, the weather is great. So yeah, what there's no better setup to play hockey than this, I feel like.
Yeah. That's what a lot of people come stay for, the atmosphere. So growing up in Slovakia, you know, and when did you learn that you really wanted to be a goalie? Like what was your introduction to the position? And then maybe who were some of your, you know, idols growing up as far as playing between the pipes?
I felt like since the first time, you know, I wanted to be goalie. Obviously, you know, that's what you hear like from a lot of parents. The parents are not really happy to let the kids to be goalie sometimes. So my dad was similar way. He wanted to be like good skilled defenseman, but didn't go that way. So I ended up in the net, and it's been great. And my probably the goalie that I, you know, the most looked up to was Peter Budaj, because at that time when I was goalie, I think him, it was either only him or Jaroslav Halak. There were only like two Slovakian goalies in the NHL. So yeah, and I had actually a chance to meet him when we played Colorado Eagles. So that was cool. So he was the one that I, you know, was kind of my role model. And I remember my first like camp in Slovakia when I was that was my first camp as being a goalie. And he came to that camp, and you know, like I took like picture of him and get a signature. So it was cool to actually meet him now, you know, years later. So it's been great. Yeah.
Now that you're both pros and both played for the same organization.
Yeah, that's even like that's even better. You know, you walk through the hallways and you see like pictures of Peter Budaj and like either on Rain jersey or Kings jersey. So it's awesome.
Nice. So coming over to North America from Europe, you know, to play in the USHL and then later on in the NCAA, you know, what is the biggest change for you as a goalie from European hockey to North American hockey?
I feel like when I came to the USHL, maybe not like from the hockey standpoint, it was more like learning the culture and language, especially for me. You know, when I came to Green Bay, that was, I think, 6 years ago, the English was not the best. I think like first half of the year, I barely, you know, talked to the locker room just because I either didn't have confidence, you know, talking or like didn't really understand. So I think maybe from the hockey standpoint, it was not that like big of a difference, but more like learning language and being more comfortable to talk and getting used to that. That has been probably more harder. I think just because when I was in Green Bay, I didn't have any like Czech or Slovak players with me. So it was, you know, maybe harder, but I think it was better that it actually forced me to speak English, and that definitely helped. So I think that was the hardest part to get used to when I came over to North America.
I bet, you know, and being a part of sports, you know, I played baseball growing up, that locker room mentality and feeling like you're one of the guys is really important, you know, and when you don't speak the same language.
I know, exactly. You are just like, oh, like, what am I, you know, barely like say a word, just like, oh, hey, how are you? Good, you? And that's it for the whole day. Yeah. So the first months definitely felt like, oh, like kind of weird. But I remember we had like, so it was me and Russian goalie too. And that was his first year in North America. So both of us were not like big speakers, and we had like drill, and the coach like wanted us to like come out and play a puck, and we both just like stayed in that. So coach was like blew a whistle right away and had to like explain us actually like, oh, we gotta go out and play a puck. So yeah, it's definitely, you know, that was the biggest adjustment to make.
The team's got the two silent goalies there, huh?
I know, exactly. Two goalies that don't talk. Great. Yeah. It's going to be a good season. No, but so it has been great. You know, that I feel like so far, every team that I've been a part of, I've been just lucky to have like great group of guys around me that, you know, were helping me with any kind of thing. So that has been great.
Yeah, when you went over to St. Cloud, obviously Minnesota has a huge hockey culture, and you know, you went to one of the best schools in the state. How did that really spark your development? Obviously, you started speaking English better, so you felt a part of the group, and then you were there 5 years, so it must have really felt like home, like you finally have a place to call your own.
Sure. I thought I would never leave. No, that has been great. Spending like 5 years at St. Cloud, you know, as you said, it literally over the years made me, you know, feel like home. I get to know every year more and more people, was getting more uncomfortable with either, you know, teammates, people around, culture, and all that kind of stuff. So that has been probably, you know, best 5 years of my life. And, you know, when I came to the USHL, I've never been thinking about it. I will end up in a college, you know, but then when I came to Green Bay, I just saw like, oh my God, all my teammates going to college, then maybe, you know, I should do it. So I started to like focus to getting my high school done, and just to make sure I will stay eligible to go to college. And luckily, you know, thanks to coaches who recruited me, I, you know, ended up at St. Cloud, which I feel like for either not like from also from development standpoint, but also for like a life, you know, things made me, it was probably the best choice that I could make. So it, and also that everything that just led to make transition to pro hockey much easier, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big step, you know, it's a different direction. And I think it's, you know, being able to be a part of the same program for 5 years and really focus on your development was probably key for you. How much communication was there from Bill Ranford and the King staff while you were in college? Or was your development pretty much left up to your coaches in college?
Oh, no, it's awesome how like great job they've done. Like I've been talking to Matt Millar, Coach Ranford, now Adam Brown for, you know, basically on a weekly basis. We've been going through the videos. You know, when I was home in the summer, obviously the past years, you know, I couldn't come for development camp or training camp, none of that. So they done a really good job, you know, to make sure that I'm not gonna be like left off, and they took awesome care. You know, we've been watching like videos together through the Zoom, or having just like, they were like showing me every presentations they could. I feel like maybe sometimes I, you know, maybe was asking too much questions of, you know, but they've done great job to, you know, making sure that I'm developing the right way. And they've been helping me that I will do those right choices, you know, every time as best as I could. And, you know, now as soon as I signed, I just told Maddie that I'm so excited to finally that he'll be able to coach me actually on the ice after all those years, because I think the last development camp that I've been here, or that was like Matt Millar's first development camp, and that was like three years ago, I think. So, you know, since then I've never been on the ice with him. So that's been exciting that I could finally spend some time with him actually on the ice. And it just, we realize it's much easier to coach when we are on
when
the
you're
ice
there.
Than like through the Zoom.
Yeah, I bet. So obviously last year, you know, you got to have another chance to come back to St. Cloud because of COVID. They allowed you to come back for one more year, and then you earned that, you know, the entry-level contract for the Kings. What was that moment like for you getting that phone call that you'd be signing a professional contract for the first time and actually putting pen to paper?
Oh, that's been exciting. And, you know, that's why I feel like we play hockey. You always want to get into that next level. And, I had no idea even like that something like that would happen. Like before season, I told my agent that we don't want to talk about next season at all until season is done. I, you know, we had like kind of a deal that he will do his part, I will do my part, and we will see what happens. So I had no idea that like something either, you know, could happen after season. I just didn't know what's going on. So right when season's done and I heard those kind of news, it's been so exciting. Unfortunately, I had to still didn't come in a kind of like a best shape just because I was still coming back from the sickness that I had and didn't feel the best, but now it feels much better. And like trainers and coaches done great job here to make sure that, you know, they will get me back as soon as possible. So it's been great, and I'm just like so excited, you know, to be here and get the most out of every day, especially like right now, you know, learn as much as I can, have my eyes actually open and listen to the people, listen to the coaches, be here for teammates and that kind of stuff. So it's been awesome.
That's good. So coming in, and like you said, you've been given the opportunity to be in a goalie room with Matt Vallalta for this playoff opportunity. How do you maybe prepare to start, you know, these three-game series, and you know, he's in the pipes and you're on the bench, but how do you stay mentally tough to when your opportunity is called that you're able to answer?
Well, you know, I feel like I just got to treat it, you know, as I'm playing. That's the problem. That's the best way. You never, obviously we know Maddie, you know, is starting. So my first job is to be best teammate as I can and help him in the practice to, you know, make sure he's ready and he's got, his preparation is the best as it could. And then, you know, I got to focus, you know, for myself to be as much ready as possible, if, you know, hopefully not, but if, you know, you never know, like if something happens. So, you know, I want to kind of treat it that I'm playing, but also when it comes, you know, to the practices, I want to be there for Matty. And, you know, if he needs to rest or whatever, if I see something that he doesn't see, you know, from the bench on the game, just to help him the best way as I could. So, you know, as, at the end of the day, it's a, it is a team game. And if we want to, you know, make a run, we both got to support each other and be here for each other. So that's the only way.
Yeah. So goalies are known to be a little quirky. I mean, I used to pitch for baseball. We're known to be a little quirky. Is there any pregame rituals that you have that might be a little bit different, or you get razzed for from the guys?
No, I don't think so. I'm trying to, you just like, that's what maybe I kind of learned, like, you know, when I was young, maybe I had like so many like different rituals and things, but then you go on the road and all of a sudden you got different environment, or, you know, you're staying at a hotel and, you know, something might mess up. So I learned that the best way is to just keep it simple. Don't do anything crazy, just because, you know, you never know what will happen, and then it will like screw you, totally will screw you. So no, I'm just trying to keep it simple. And what I'm kind of doing is, when it comes to game day, it's like you can do nothing about it. You put your work into practice, and game days are, you know, for fun, and not, they should not make you think. So game day is just like, be there, enjoy the moment, and don't do anything crazy at that point.
Yeah. Have the guys given you a nickname yet?
Dave, I don't really have a nickname. I have like one nickname in Slovakia, but that's like hard to pronounce. They like call me Hrenci, which is like hard to pronounce in English. So I don't, just Dave, David, that's just fine. I don't really need nicknames.
Well, hopefully you'll probably earn one after you've been around the boys a little bit. You'll probably earn one, and then it'll stick.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, David, it's been a pleasure, man. I know that you got to get going here, and I thank you for taking your time out of your day. Good luck in this run. We'll be looking for you and in your future here with the LA organization. And hopefully you get to spend a little bit more time at the beach and try that surfing thing out.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's been fun. Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. All right, Dave, you have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
All right, this interview with David Hrenik is brought to you by our sponsors, DraftKings. Hockey fans, the pursuit of the Stanley Cup is on in DraftKings Sportsbook. An official sports betting partner of the NHL has an unbelievable offer for the most exciting playoff in sports. New customers can bet $5 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets, no matter what, win or lose. Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday during the playoffs? With DraftKings same game parlays, you can do just that. Create your own parlay by combining multiple bets, like which team will win, how many goals will be scored, and more. It's your shot at even a bigger payout. DraftKings is safe, secure, reliable, and best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Bet just $5 on any NHL team to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what. That's code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. Minimum age and requirements may apply. See show notes for details.